should rather than learn on.
Chof of Ea, 11th of May, Rabbi Michal Jablinowitz, living with miracles every day.
Nice to be back. I want to talk about the beginning of the second parsha. We read Shabbos, Chukosai. The first pasuk says, "Imchukosai teilechu v'yes mitzvoisai tishmeru v'asisem oisa." If you go in the ways of my chukim, of my statutes, keep my mitzvahs, v'asisem oisa, and you will fulfill them. Then the Torah goes on and describes different types of brachas. Etc. I'll give the rain and its time. Discusses different natural brachas. Brachas that are expressed in the regular, everyday life of the natural world. Olam hateva. Rashi says, very well known, Rashi famously says, Imchu kosai teilechu. Yochel zekiyum ha-mitzvahs, you might think, you go in the ways of my statutes, it means you fulfill my mitzvahs. Shomer v'es mitzvosai tishmeru, v'goymeh harekiyum ha-mitzvahs amur. That's the next phrase, the next statement in the pasuk. Keep my mitzvahs. Omani mekayem imbuchu kosai teilechu, shetiyu ha-melem b'toyru. So what does it mean when it says imbuchu kosai teilechu? The Rashi concludes, shetiyu ha-melem b'toyru. You should work hard in Torah. So, I would like to understand how the word chok, the Torah uses the word chok, the chukosai, the plural form. If you follow in my chukim. Chukim, we know, generally speaking, are those mitzvahs that are very difficult to comprehend and understand the meaning behind the mitzvahs. So why is the pshat here, according to Rashi, in the chukosai teilechu, go in the way of my chukim, learn Torah, sit and learn Torah, work hard, shetiu ha-melem b'Torah. We like to think of ourselves when we learn Torah that we understand what we're learning. So how does it exactly fit that the concept of learning Torah with a great effort is expressed with the word chok over here, the chukosai teilechu? That's one thing I would like to understand. Second thing, the bracha, the result of being omel b'Torah is v'nasati gishmechem b'itam, etc. Right? Is that I will give you rain in its proper time. So it's very nice that we need rain. Everybody knows we need rain. Without rain, we don't have food. We won't be able to eat. But what's the connection? Why isn't there some other form of bracha? Perhaps, I don't know, maybe the Torah, your children will be Tamidei Chachamim. Or some type of, let's say, perhaps more spiritual form of bracha. Why is the bracha that the Torah gives us for being Amal B'Torah, as Rashi explains, is this physical bracha of rain and bounty? Why not something, children, grandchildren, generations being Isaac, Batarian mitzvahs, why is it? I'll give you rain. Now, the Baal HaTurim over here points out, makes the connection between the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai and the end of Parshas Bahar. The end of Parshas Bahar, the very end, right? The very end, the last pasuk of Parshas Bahar is Es Shavsosai Tishmoru Umikdashi Tira Ani Hashem. So the Baal HaTurim points out that we have a connection between Imbuchu Kosai and Shabbos. Because that's the end of Parshas Bahar. Es Shabsosai Tishmoru. Keep Shabbos. So Rashi, the Baal HaTurim, excuse me, says, Lomar Sheshkulam Heim Kechol HaMitzvos HaChukim. Mentions Avodis Kochom, which is also later. But he says that the Smichus, HaParshas, the connection, the juxtaposition between the end of Parshas Bar of Shabbos and the beginning of Bechukosai, Shabbos Bechukosai says tell you that Shabbos is equivalent to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Since we're talking about all the mitzvahs of the Torah, beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, Shabbos, the end of Bahar, so Shabbos is shakul kakola mitzvah shev Torah. You see already that Shabbos somehow gets its way into our pasuk. I want to elaborate on that. And this elaboration that I would like to mention or discuss is something which is brought out by the by Rav Tzadok HaKohen in the Pri Tzadok. So, if you will, I would like to go back. Let's go back a little bit to Sefer Shmos. Let's go back to Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach, Am Yisrael experiences Kriyas Yamsuf, tremendous miracles, the completion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shvi Shel Pesach, Shiras Hayom, Shiras Miriam, and then what happens? Pasuk says, "Vayasa Moshe Yisrael miYamsuf, vayeitzu min Barshur, vayelchu shloishes yamim baMidbar v'lod matzu mayim." They went 3 days in the desert, and they didn't find any water to drink. Right? Didn't find any water to drink. They came to Mara, Vayavol Marasa, V'lo Yochel Lishtos Maimi Mara. They couldn't find any water. They came to Mara. There was water there. Kimarim Heim, it was bitter. Alkein Karashma Mara. Vayilonu Hama Moshe Leimor Manishtet. They complain, what are we going to drink? There's no water. The water that we do have is bitter. Through the water, Moshe Rabbeinu threw the wood into the tree, into the water. Sham sam lo chok u mishpat. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a chok, and he gave them a mishpat. Okay? Chok, we know, as I mentioned a moment ago, chok is a mitzvah that we typically do not understand the reason, and mishpat is something that we do understand the reason. Right? So, Rashi says here, Shem samo b'mara nasan le'mikzas parshal shel Torah shisas kubayim shaba supara aduma v'dinim. Okay? So, gave them Shabbos. Taught them the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Okay? The Mechilta actually mentions Shabbos, and it mentions Kibbut Ovaim as well. Right? Now, Kibbut Ovaim, we understand, is a mishpat. Right? So much so is Kibbut Ovaim, honoring one's mother and father, considered a mishpat, that we know Chazal tell us that the Umos HaOlam also kept the mitzvah of Kibbut Ovaim. It's a logical mitzvah. Your parents brought you into the world. How could you not keep, how could you not honor them? How could you not respect them? How could you not take care of them? The Gemara tells us, and we're in Kiddushin, the famous Gemara about Dovah ben Nesina, is used as a paradigm. The Kibbut Ovaim, you see the extent ad heichen advarim magiyim of Kibbut Ovaim from a non-Jew. That illustrates and highlights the fact that it's a mishpat, it's a logical mitzvah that even without the Torah, everybody would understand they have to honor their father and their mother. Where does Shabbos fit in here? Okay, Rashi here quotes Paraduma, we understand. Dinim lechayre is more mishpat, right? The dinim, basic laws governing civil laws, mishpat. Paradumas chok. Where's Shabbos? Where does Shabbos fit in here? Where does Shabbos come as a chok? What's the? What understand how Shabbos is brought down here? That's a chok. That's a chok that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Am Yisrael. You know, it says Vayechu Shloshes Yomim Velo Matzu Mayim. So there's a very famous Gemara in Baba Kama that learns an important halacha from here. Right? The Gemara in Baba Kama brings a brisa that the Kriyas HaTorah, where we have it, Shabbos, Sheni, and Chamishi, comes from this pasuk. Why does it come from this pasuk? The Brisa over here says, "Vayechu shlosh yis yomim ba'midbar v'lo motzu mayim." Darshe Rishumo Samru, those who were darshin psukim that were difficult to understand, they said, "Ein mayim el Torah." When it says they went 3 days and they couldn't find water, it was referring to Torah. Shenemar hoy called samei luchula mayim. All those who are thirsty should come and drink from water. Right? Shaya Wanovi says, "Hoy called samei luchula mayim." They went 3 days and didn't have any Torah. Kevin shahochu shloshes yamim below Torah nilu. Once they went 3 days without Torah, that was it. They were exhausted. They were overwhelmed. Amdu nevim shebeinayim v'tiknulohem sheyukorim b'shabbos umavsikin be'echa b'shabbos. So therefore, the mesakin they should lay on Shabbos. Kriyas haTorah. You have to have Torah. Can't go 3 days without Torah. That's what we learn from him. Vayechu shloshes yamim v'lo matzu mayim. Kevim shalchu shloshes yamim nilu. So they made a takono. Lain on Shabbos. There's a break on Yom Rishon on Sunday. V'korim b'sheni. Read on Monday. Mavsikin shlishi revi. Stop for Tuesday, Wednesday, but not more than that. Otherwise, we're in trouble. Korim b'chamishi. Mavsikin erev Shabbos. Kedei shalo yalino gimel yamim b'loi Torah. This is a way we learn from it. You can't have 3 days without Torah. The Zohar HaKadosh asks a very basic question here. This episode happened right after Kriyas Yamsuf. After Kriyas Yamsuf, we hadn't yet received the Torah. What does it mean, Vayechu Shloshes Yomim Below Torah? What does it mean? How could it be? They didn't have the Torah yet. So what does it mean? They went 3 days without Torah. That's what the Zohar asks. And Rabbi Elezer over there in the Zohar answers, I'll tell you the answer. He says, "Ain't my military," like the Gemara says, it went 3 days without water means they went with "Ain't my military." The entire El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Torah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They went 3 days without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So Rav Tzadok explains in the following manner. He says they just experienced Kriyas Yamsuf. Chazal tell us about Kriyas Yamsuf. Rosso Shivcho al Hayom Mashaloro Hanovi Yecheskel Ben Buzi. The level of prophecy that a simple maidservant, Zekeli Vyanveil, they were kibyachal pointing. The level of prophecy of a simple maidservant was greater, that the experience of Kriyas Yamsuf was greater than the prophecy that would be experienced later by Yecheskel HaNavi. This was an incredible experience, incredible revelation. The miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. And then it was finished. And then it was over. And they were wandering around in the desert. Below Torah, below Mayan, below Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was gone. And they were overwhelmed. Therefore, Sham Sam Lo Choik U'Mishpat V'Sham Niso. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them Sheyisasku. Chazal say they should be involved in certain parshiyos haTorah, right? That's why it says Kasher Tzivcha in the Aseret HaDibros, like you commanded the Shabbos, Kibud Aveim, Kasher Tzivcha. He gave them certain mitzvahs of the Torah. There's a Chassid Yavetz on Perkei Avos that explains why Moshe Rabbeinu after Matan Torah, also Matan Torah. This revelation of God, He gives Am Yisrael the Torah. All the preparation that went beforehand. And then afterwards He says, tell the people, Shuvu lachem liyoholeichem. Go, it's over, it's finished. Go back to your wives. Essentially go. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you stay here with me. And the Chosid Yaivet says the same idea, that he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't leave yet. You can't just walk away from such an experience. You have to stay here with me. Ata po amod imadi. You have to keep the divine experience of Kabbalah Sator, you have to keep it with you. And you're going to stay up here, we're going to continue learning. And that was the spiritual drop that Am Yisrael felt. That it says, Vayechu shloshes yamim below mayim, that they went 3 days without mayim. So it's true the Torah wasn't given, but that experience was missing, was lacking, and after you have such an experience, how can you just go on without the Torah? And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, give them some mitzvahs of the Torah. Chok u'mishpat v'sham nisahu, Shabbos, paradu madinim, kibbutz of Ein, perhaps.
40 years, they learned just that?
Yeah. No, this is before Kabbalah Satayra. It's not 40 years.
Oh, sorry.
It's not 40 years. No, it's a short time. So why Shabbos? Yes, why Shabbos a chok? So they were missing that experience, that spiritual experience, that experience from the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. And he gave them mitzvahs. The chok he gave them was Shabbos. Why was Shabbos so? Why is it a chok? We said a chok is something that we can't understand. So the Medrash Rabbah on our parsha, in b'chukosai teilechu, and this is how we're going to connect it in a moment. The Medrash Rabbah learned the chok. You know, chok. It's typically understood to be a mitzvah that it's difficult to understand the reason. But the word chok, where does it come from? It comes from the word chakak, to engrave. Says the Medrash Rabbah that Shabbos, that HaKadosh Baruch was different than all other kings. All other kings, all other people, they make zeirot, they make decrees. Right? So who's supposed to fulfill the decree? The king makes a decree, for example. He wants his subjects to fulfill the decree. Im b'chukosai teilechu. Ah, it's my chok. It's my decree. I fulfilled it first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us Shabbos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh. It's chukosai. It's my decree. I fulfilled it. Now I want you to fulfill it. That's one thing the Medrash says. And the Medrash says something else. That chok, as I said, milashon chakak, that Shabbos is a fundamental mitzvah commemorating Briyas HaOlam. Im lo brisi yaimam v'olaylo chukei shemayim v'aretz lo samti. The basis of the creation of the world was the Torah. Were it not for brisi yaimam v'olaylo, were it not for the covenant of the Torah, v'agisa v'yaimam v'olaylo chukei shemayim v'aretz lo samti. Shabbos is a fundamental mitzvah. Understood chok not as something which we don't understand, but fakert chok is something which is basic and fundamental. Chok is something when you keep the chok, we're following in the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a kiyum of Olachna Bidrachov. He rested. He created the world and rested. We have to rest on Shabbos too. It's essential to the whole creation of the world. So Am Yisrael were weak and weary from missing the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says to them, Moshe Rabbeinu, you can have that experience. Life is not meant to be just miracles. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not necessarily through miracles. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by having a constant connection with God. by walking in the ways of God. And the best way, as the Balei Torah says, is shakul kol mitzvahs. The best way that we can follow in the ways of God is by keeping Shabbos. Sham samlo chok u'mishpah. Chok chakak. Engraved, a basic, fundamental mitzvah that Am Yisrael needed after the experience of Kriyas Yom Suf was to keep Shabbos. And that's why he gave them Shabbos. And therefore, when our parsha, right after, the second parsha, right after Shabbos, at the end of Parsha Bahar, in B'chukosai Teilechu, is connection to Shabbos. In B'chukosai Teilechu maybe means Shabbos. You follow Shabbos, you keep Shabbos. Then we nasati gishmechem bi'itam. I asked why the bracha of nasati gishmechem bi'itam. Nasati gishmechem bi'itam is a bracha that reminds us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. He's constantly with us. And the response is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, not because he performs miracles from time to time, but he's always with us because of the bounty that we receive on a constant basis. There's a very important fundamental Meshech Chochma at the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai that everybody needs to know, that it's the same concept over here that we've been saying up until now. Rav Tzadok's comment and the Meshech Chochma go hand in hand. Says the Meshech Chochma like this: the natural world is sufficient. God created the world. God created the natural world. And the natural world is sufficient to sustain us and give us everything that we need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need miracles in order to be sustained. Miracles are necessary. The Ramban, of course, famous Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, says a similar idea. Miracles are necessary from time to time to remind us, lest we forget. But a Jew who's really connected realizes that the miracles happen day in, day out. V'nasati gishmechem bi'itam is a miracle. The fact that we are sustained constantly is a miracle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He explains in Gemara, there are two Gemaras. One says, "Kol ha'omer halel gadol b'chol yom, hareze mecharef u'megadev." Anybody who says halel every single day is a blasphemer. What does that mean? It makes no sense. Say halel, I'm praising God. Hareze mecharef u'megadev. Yet says the Gemara, "Kol ha'omer tehila l'David shalosh pa'amim b'chol yom." Anybody who says Ashrei, you say Ashrei three times a day. Harei zeh ben olam haba. Says the Meshech Chochma, the pshat is very clear. The pshat is that a Jew who only sees God when he performs miracles, harei zeh mecharei v'megadev. What do you think? God is only there when there are miracles? Am Yisrael experienced Kriyas Yom Suf. And then what happened? They were weary. Where's God? We don't see God. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He gave them Shabbos. Shabbos reminds us that God is with us every single day. God created the world. And in His creation, He created the world, Olam HaTeva, which sustains us day in and day out. We have to understand that life is not a religious life. A spiritual life is not a life of miracles which are a change in the nature, the supernatural. Miracles are God created the world, and every single day we are sustained. But yet, anybody who says Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecha three times a day, Poiseach Es Yodecha Umasbia L'chol Chai Rotzoi, anybody who understands every single day, three times a day, constantly, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, every time the day changes, it's brought in the Sfarim, that's a pshat, right? You have the morning, I daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then the chain starts to descend from the apex in the middle of the sky, starts to descend, I daven again. Then it's nighttime, I daven again. No, stop feeling. Stam tefillah. Stam tefillah. I'm expressing the notion of a constant awareness of God in my life is essential. I just said it like I'm tefillah, that as the day changes, every single point in the day when the day changes, there's a tefillah. The ashray three times. Why is it three times a day? Why is it not once a day? Why is it not once a day? So I'm showing it's true twice in Shabbos, once in Mincha. I'm not saying you say ashray now. But what I'm saying is that the three times a day again expresses the notion of a constant awareness, not only daily, but even within the day, a constant awareness that God provides for us and sustains us constantly is necessary. And that's why Kolomer Tila Ladovish Shalosh Pamim Bakayom Harez the Ben Ailam Haba. Because that shows that God sustained us. Not only that, Ashrei we know is according to the Seder of the Aleph Beis. It's according to the Seder of the Aleph Beis. And we're indicating that we understand that the Seder of the world, the Seder of Olam HaTeva is miraculous. Provides us constantly, day in, day out. And that's the lesson that Bnei Israel needed to learn at the Morah. Rashi says, when we learn Torah, Shebaal Peh, the Amelus in Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh, as the Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach explains. Working hard in Torah is understand learning Torah Shebaal Peh. In Bechukosai, the same shot. Chok doesn't mean something we don't understand. Adarabba v'adarabba. Chok is something we have to engrave. Aluach libam. On the scroll of our hearts, we have to engrave the Torah in Bechukosai teilechu. The constant. Ashrei yoshrei veisecha. Connection that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is by being omel b'Torah. Is by constantly learning Torah. And the reward for being Amul Batayra, by having that constant connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is V'nasati Gishmeichem Bi'itam. Nasati Gishmeichem Bi'itam is an incredible bracha. It gives us the awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us constantly. It's like a Midah Kenegen Midah. When we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us constantly, and we do that, by keeping Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos is an ongoing week by week, which expresses, more than that, it expresses the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. When we keep a Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly with us by being Omol B'Torah, He's always with us. We're always learning. We're working hard in learning. It's engraved within us. It becomes part of us. It's constant. The reward for that is that we have constant bracha, and we're aware that that constant bracha is a miracle from HaKadosh Baruch. So the lesson is, the point is, that we should not only see God when there's a supernatural event. We don't need a change in Olam HaTeva in order to see God in the world. And that was what happened to Am Yisrael right after Kriyas Yamsuf. We have to learn to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu day in and day out. And understand that everything that we have, everything that we receive, the fact that we're sustained constantly, is an incredible miracle. And that's in B'chukosai Teilechu. Teilechu means to go. Our growth, we have to move forward. Mitzvahs is meant to keep us moving forward. And the only way we move forward is when we're constantly connected. The way we're constantly connected are through those mitzvahs which make the greatest impression upon us, that make the greatest chakika in us. And the mitzvahs that are brought here is giving us the greatest chakika, impression, and engravement in our souls of our connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, of the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Hence, Smichas HaParshas, Yedid Bahar, the beginning of B'chukosai, and of course, ultimately, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, Shetiyu HaMeilim B'Torah.
guy actually knows. Hello, he knows the... Hello.
Okay, so we have to Ilchus Shabbat. Apologies for meeting last.